For the people who haven't had the opportunity to get hold of your three EPs, luckily for us, it contains the three singles. It also contains a few other tracks that perhaps I didn't expect to find on a Swerve Driver record. There's one that's a little bit dancey. There's one that has guitars in it that sound like organs. What were you trying to achieve with the whole mesh of the LP?
Just to show that there's more to Swerve Driver than a complete upfront wall of noise all the time.
Which you have done with the first track on the record, Sci Flyer. Where did this one stem from?
I don't know if I should say this. Okay, I will. It's influenced by Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Are you a huge Creedence fan?
Well, I'm not personally. I think Jimmy's quite partial. It's a bit of a workout, actually. If you notice that there's only a vocal in a very small section in the middle, it's almost instrumental. It's a really good sort of like workout. It's a bit of a fanfare, I reckon, in a way.
Well, this record's been a long while in the making. Now that it's finished, what are Swerve Driver up to now?
Well, we start 6 weeks in around Britain and Europe on Saturday. Then we go and record another EP and a session for British radio till the end of November.
You've also recorded a Velvet Underground song, is that right, for an imaginary compilation?
Yeah, we finished yesterday.
What was that for?
There's three volumes of Velvet Underground cover versions done by people like The Pixies, Nirvana, Chapter House have done one. We have, I think, My Bloody Valentine have and Ride. And we did Jesus, but we've radically reworked it. We've put a beat to it. The original version's sort of like a bit of a lullaby, a bit of a dirge. And we've sped it up and put loads of racket on it. It sounds great.
And the new EP, when's that due for release?
Not until January. But yeah, hopefully we're going to work with Bob Mould, ex-Husker Du guitarist. He might be engineering the thing, and perhaps producing if we let our ideals down and use a producer.
And you're also going back to America soon, aren't you?
Yeah, at the end of January, yeah, for 6 weeks before we come across to you. Yeah.
That was a song called Out from the Sandblasted EP for Swerve Driver. And before that, you heard Terry Robert from the Jays speaking with Adam, the guitarist and singer from Swerve Driver, and also Adie, the bass player from the band. Well as Sandblasted being out in your shops, you can also pick up the latest LP for Swerve Driver. It's called Raise, and it's locally available.